Once a year at Holy Trinity, we have what's called Ministry Sunday. And I hope that on the way into Mass today, each of you were given a questionnaire that I'd like you to fill out now during this sermon, during this homily, and to give it back to the ushers at the end of the homily when they come around to collect them. So could you raise your hand if you did not get a pencil or the questionnaire? Just raise your hand nice and high. And the ushers are coming down now to pass it out to all those who snuck in the side doors or whatever. So today's gospel, I think, fits in so beautifully with Ministry Sunday. The Lord says, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall become the last of all and the servant of all. Now, in today's gospel, we have Mark chapter 9, verse 30. We have the Lord's teaching about service. Now, what happened was the Lord had actually just predicted his own death. He said the Son of Man is to be handed over. He will be killed, but he will also rise from the dead. It says the disciples really didn't understand what the Lord was talking about. They would say, we would call them clueless, I would say. It's probably the best word for the apostles at this point in their life, because they didn't understand that the Lord's mission, why he came into the world, was to die for our sins, to take our sins upon the cross and to redeem the world. They were thinking in a too worldly way. They were thinking, who's the greatest among the apostles? That's what they were concerned about, not that the Lord was going to his death in Jerusalem. They were focusing on which one of us 12 is going to be greatest in the kingdom of God. And that's why when the Lord gets to the house in Capernaum, he asks them, what were you arguing about on the way? Well, they couldn't answer because they're embarrassed. They remained silent because they had been discussing which one was the greatest of all the apostles. Peter might have said it was him, and John might have said it was him, and Andrew might have said he was the one. The Lord said, no, if you want to be great in the kingdom, you must humble yourself and become a servant. And that's the message today. And I'm so happy that this reading falls on a Ministry Sunday when we have the chance to imitate the Lord, to be good servants. You know, in the Bible, Jesus says, I did not come into the world to be served. I've come into the world to serve and to give my life as a ransom for the many. The Lord, at the Last Supper, washed the disciples' feet as a testimony and as a message to us to love one another and to wash each other's feet, to be of service to one another. We know that St. Paul said that even though Christ was God, he took the form of a slave. He emptied himself of glory, took the form of a slave, and was born in the likeness of man. So Jesus himself came into this world to die for us and really to serve us in love. The Blessed Mother is such a great example for us in this. Remember when the angel said to her, are you willing to be the mother of the Lord? What did Mary say? She said, behold, I am the handmaid, the servant girl of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. So in God's kingdom, if you want to be great in the kingdom of heaven, it's easy. Then in this world, serve God and serve others, and you'll be great in the kingdom of God. Our rewards in this life and in the next are in direct proportion to how much we've served the Lord and how much we've served others. And we're all called to be a servant. I remember before I was ordained, one of the best advice I ever heard was from a priest who said, wherever God sends you, whatever parish he sends you to, always go there as a servant. Go there to baptize the babies and to do the weddings and to do the funerals and to visit the sick, to visit the hospitals, to take communion to the dying. Go there as a servant. Go there to teach and to hear the confessions and be available to the people. And that's what every priest is called to do. Every religious sister is called to be a servant in their own way, whether it be teaching school, and some of you are involved in lives of service. In fact, I'm sure most of you, as doctors or nurses or attorneys or teachers or whatever your vocation is, really, you are serving others. That's how we make our living, is serving others. And our rewards in this life and the next are in direct proportion to our service. If we want greater rewards, we just have to serve more people. I always think of the farmer when he goes out to sow. If he sows abundantly, he will reap an abundant harvest. But what if he went out to the crops and said, well, give me a big crop, and next year I'll plant the seed. It doesn't work that way. We have to scatter the seed first in order to receive the harvest. The same thing with service. We serve, and then we receive the abundant harvest. Imagine sitting in front of a fireplace, a wood fireplace, and say, give me heat, and then I'll put the wood in. It doesn't work that way. We have to pile the wood in first in order to receive the heat. Our life is blessed whenever we serve. Imagine how many marriages would be strengthened and improved if every day one's attitude was the attitude of Christ. Remember, Christ's attitude is one of humble service. Imagine if every day when the husband woke up, he turned over to his wife and said, honey, how can I be of service to you today? Well, after you picked her up off the floor from fainting, she might give you a to-do list. But imagine if every wife said that to the husband every day. Honey, how can I be of service to you today? The parents telling the kids, how can I be of service to you today? Kids asking your parents, what can I do to help the family? What can I do to be of service? That's the attitude of Christ. Remember, John F. Kennedy once said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. The same thing, ask not what your family can do for you, ask what you can do to strengthen your family. Ask not what your parish can do for you, ask what can you do for your parish? What can you do for the church? So if you just take a moment now and look over the ministry form, and if you're already involved in one of these, just write the word already next to that. And that'll be good for us to know how many people are involved in these things. I would guess right now we have well over 60 or 70% of our parishioners are involved in something in the parish. My goal, of course, is 100%. And I think we can get that. Now, if you're interested in one of these things, just sign your name and put a check mark next to it. It doesn't mean you're necessarily going to join the group. It just means you want more information and you want somebody from that group to send you or give you more information. You'll notice that these are divided up into different kinds of service. The first is the liturgical ministries. And any of our young men, for example, over second grade who have made their first communion can sign up to be an altar server. So please jot down the name of your young man if he's interested in serving. Eucharistic ministers are always needed to take communion to the sick and the dying. We have over 20 people in the parish that cannot get to Mass on Sunday because they're homebound. So we need people to help take the Lord to them. We're always in need of greeters in the back of the church to make people feel welcome and to help usher. We need lectors, money counters, people to help set up for the Mass on Sundays and even to take down from Mass. See, a lot of these things are actually not every week. A lot of these things are once a month or every couple months. So if you could help us, like once every 2 months, stay after Mass, after the 11, and help us put away everything, just sign your name and somebody will contact you. The music ministry. Each of the groups, the 6 o'clock evening Mass, the 9:30, and the 11, are all in need and all want additional singers and people who can play instruments. So please, if you're going to jot down your name, write down the Mass that you go to that you'd like to participate in whether it be the 6 o'clock, the 9:30, or the 11, and somebody from the choir will contact you and let you know when the practices are. The sewing ministry, what a neat thing for those of you who can help make the baptismal garments. I've actually baptized almost 350 babies in the last 2 years, so they always have a lot of work to do to keep up making the baptismal garments. Brown scapulars and vestments they also make. The community outreach, the social concerns committee, I know many of you are involved in that because many of you will make meals once a month or every couple months when somebody loses a loved one or has a family crisis. We provide meals for families. So if you'd like to be on that list to make meals, please sign up. They also do a lot of work helping the poor and the needy in this area and the Manassas area. The next one is coffee and donuts. If you like to eat coffee and donuts, put a big check mark right there. Actually, it's for those of you, every 2 or 3 months, you can actually help out in setting up and helping with coffee and donuts. It's usually every 2 or 3 months you'd be on the schedule. So it's a very rare thing. The more people we get involved, the less each one has to do. Health and wellness, they help with blood pressure screenings after Mass. They also visit the sick and the shut-ins that we have. Special needs are for any families that have a special needs child, perhaps with a disability. Jot down your name if you're interested in providing family and group support to these very special children and families. We're always in need of people to help out in the rectory office, maybe once a month or every couple months, to answer the phone or to type in data or fix our computers or help with mailings. The pro-life ministry is such an important way to show our respect for the sanctity of human life. Also, if you want to learn how to make rosaries, jot down your name there. Under the youth, we have a brand new Boy Scout troop. We also have CYO basketball available now. If you're interested in the junior high, the 6th, 7th, or 8th grade, we actually have regular social events for the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Jot down the name of the kid and what grade they're in. Or if you're willing to volunteer and to help with the junior high or the senior high youth group, please write down your name as a volunteer to help out with the high school kids. Or if you have any high school kids that want more information about the program, jot down their name too. If you're interested in being a catechist, we actually have 600 kids now in the program, so we need religious ed teachers or assistants. If you don't think you could do a whole class yourself, maybe sign up to be a teacher's aide or an assistant. The Junior Legion of Mary is a wonderful group for the kids ages 8 to 17. We pray the rosary and go out and visit the nursing homes and visit our homebound parishioners, welcome families with newly baptized babies. And then the Vacation Bible School, this will be in August. If you have your kids that you want to get into the Bible school, please write their name down, or if you want to help teach the Bible school next year. Under special events and fundraising, our main ones are the capital campaign, and we're always in need of help here to do mailings and make phone calls and to help with visiting families. It's a great way to get to know other people in the parish. The car raffle is only a couple months every spring. The Christmas craft fair is coming up in November. We usually have 3 dances a year: Valentine's Day, Italian Night, and the Oktoberfest. So if you're interested in volunteering for any of those, please just write down your name. The Fall Gala, which will be a year from now, the fall of 2004, will be held at Heritage Hunt. It'll be a wonderful event of a silent auction, and that's always just going to be a great event for the parish. If you like to play golf, check off the next one, because you can help us with the organizing the golf tournament, which is a lot of fun every May. And then script, that would be if you're interested or able to help sell the gift cards after Mass on Sundays, even if it's only once every couple months. And then lastly, we have the spiritual and social organizations. The Bible study is once a month on a Saturday night in Braemar. And if you're interested, right now we're going through the Acts of the Apostles. Next month, you know, we'll start up other Bible studies. So please let us know if you're interested in that. If you homeschool your kids or are interested in homeschooling, jot down your name. Or to help out with the parish picnic, which is coming up again in June. The Knights of Columbus has over 100 men in the council right now, and we're in need of additional men. It's such a great council. They do great work to promote family life and vocations and respect for life. And I hope that more men will transfer into our council or join our council here at the parish. The Legion of Mary is an outstanding group. If you really want to grow spiritually, if you pray the rosary every day and want to be one of our praying members, write down your name and we'll sign you up as one of our praying members, or come to one of our meetings, and it's a great way to grow closer to the Lord and the Blessed Mother. The moms group meets twice a month. The play group is run by the moms. The prayer tree, this is whenever we have a crisis or somebody is sick and or dying and needs prayers. Whoever would write down their email under prayer tree would be put on the prayer tree list, and we would ask you to pray for that intention that's done through email. We've already started the preschool at Holy Trinity. We have 15 to 20 families already involved in the preschool. If you want to join that or get more information, jot down your name and somebody will call you. If you want to start taking RCIA classes, please write down your name or to be a sponsor, to sponsor one of our candidates. The library is the video library, and if you're able to help once in a while sign out videos after Mass, please jot down your name there. And vocations, to promote or pray for vocations. The young adults group is for anyone single, engaged, or married in their 20s or 30s. But since I recently turned 40, I'm now saying 20s, 30s, or 40s, because I don't want to get kicked out of the young adults group. So we hope that all the young adults will join us. And then under other, if you wanted to help with maybe starting a senior citizen group or a Eucharistic adoration or the building committee, please sign up for the building committee. On the way out, outside, you'll see the building committee forms, and we actually have 13 subcommittees of the building committee that we need help with, especially if you have any background in construction or engineering or electrical, mechanical, plumbing, site design, landscaping. All these things are areas that we are needing subcommittee members for, the sound system, the organ, the bell tower, the kitchen facilities, there's so many wonderful things, the phone system, the security system. Many of you have expertise in these areas and perhaps can serve the Lord and us through one of these subcommittees. I've been so impressed with all of you here at Holy Trinity. We have really the most beautiful families at this parish, incredible families, and so much talent in this parish. If you notice how many of you, if you look at that list, I think the majority of you are already doing one, two, or three things already. That's a sign of a very healthy parish. So please, if you have not yet signed up for something, please sign up today. And now if the ushers could come down and collect those forms, just pass them to the side now as the ushers come down to collect those forms. So what a beautiful day it is to be able to serve the Lord and to sign up for some things. Our rewards in this life and in the next are dependent upon our service. And what a great thing it is to offer yourselves to the Lord in loving service.